Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session. It's now Friday, the 22nd of March. So I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. Let's get into these markets. There's some sort of interesting moves. There's some observations to be made about the current market condition and what it suggests, perhaps moving forward. So we use the charts a lot today to just identify, you know, exactly where we're at with these markets and see where the next high probability trade may lie. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as you know, currently our position with these market conditions has been lower risk, often larger stop losses, because the amount of volatility and the swings you'll see in markets like the dollar just over the last 2 days has been really significant. So let's see where we're at with that. Just in terms of a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. There's thousands to choose from now. So having a process in which you can narrow down your focus a little bit, where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management. When the market moves in your favor, you know, what steps can we take to start mitigating? Last but not least, trade psychology as well. Oh, sorry, guys, bear with me. There's just some sort of interruption there. Okay, sorry about that, guys. We had a bit of a connection issue there. Apologies for that. Hopefully that won't happen again. Not too sure why that happened. Okay, so those are the areas of consideration, really, with any trading strategy. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. And we've had a busy week this week with central bank monetary policy decision making. So we'll probably start at the top, I guess. Going back for the BOJ, the RBA to begin with, keeping rates at hold with a question mark over the inflation narrative. Onto the BOJ, we saw a 20 basis point rate hike, which the markets was beginning to accept. A very surprising response to that rate hike. We would have certainly expected a bit of capital to move towards the yen with the Nikkei actually selling off, and we saw the exact opposite. So this is a week of surprising price action, to be fair, in our opinion. We have Canadian inflation actually just coming in slightly lower, but still stuck around that 3% mark. Seems to be the status quo everywhere. If you look at the UK, Canada, the US, they all have inflation sitting around that sort of 3% mark. UK CPI or inflation 3.4%, and these are all year-on-year numbers as well. And then we had the FOMC on Wednesday. So I don't think it's a stretch to say that there's this coordinated effort to start cutting rates, but I'm not sure they have any significant handle on inflation. Towards the end of last year, inflation dropped a lot lower than these central banks expected. Now they're in the pretty position of expecting further downside from here. It looks like there's obstacles to that. And if we get inflation running lower, I think these central banks will start cutting rates, hopefully for the right reasons. If they start cutting rates with inflation at 3%, we would assume that that's very likely to be yet another massive monetary policy error, like the transitory story just 2 years ago. So we're still up at 5.5. There's the expectation now that the Fed will start cutting rates. They've slightly elevated their dot plot. So there was a bit more of a spread, perhaps an easing spread, and now that's kind of tightened a little bit. So we're looking for, the markets are still pricing in 3 rate cuts. The 2-year Treasury note is suggesting, you know, that 3 rate cuts are still in play around the 4.6 level. So we have a few of these. We certainly have the bond markets kind of supporting that narrative for now. And we'll be looking for changes in the bond markets as well. Then yesterday was quite a significant day. We had a number of manufacturing and services numbers impacting the French economy, the German economy, and also the Eurozone and the UK as well. So a bit of a mixed bag across on that board. Certainly manufacturing numbers seem to be coming in and worsening. Some of the services numbers are not perhaps as bad as anticipated. UK is the other way around. Broadly speaking, as service economy, the UK is now, and that's still in expansion, although it's a bit lower than expected, whereas manufacturing is kind of bouncing off its lows. So some positive signs coming out of the UK, and what we're hearing from the governor of the Bank of England, keeping rates at hold of 5.25, but there is, again, this coordinated, and certainly it is pointing to being able to lower rates in the not too distant future with inflation currently at 3.4. So we are above, creating that downward pressure, but are these rates high enough to be able to bring it back to target, which is 2%? That still remains to be seen. Now, the markets are pricing in that as a reality without it being a reality. They've been pricing in rate pivots for the last year or so without actually seeing any rate pivot. So this comes with its health warning, which kind of brings us on nicely. The UK manufacturing PMI is coming in above expectations, and services are pretty much spot on, with a bit of a boost in existing home sales. And this is really the, with all systems go in the US, and we've seen the money supply begin to increase again. We see all this rhetoric around cutting rates. It's very inflationary. And the markets, and certainly the central bankers, don't seem to care about the message that they're giving. Now, we'll see in time, you know, who turns out to be correct. Will inflation come back to 2%? And can these central banks actually start lowering rates? It's not obvious that we're there. And I think they're just keeping the door open by saying, right, well, we're going to be data dependent, but our expectation is that we're going to start lowering rates. And it's quite coordinated, as you can see. So, however, it's coordinated, but with, you know, the Eurozone, the UK, Japanese economy all in recession, or very close to recession, the German economy as well, versus the US, which is really booming, you would ask yourself, why would the US want to cut rates, whereas everyone else would probably more likely need to cut much deeper than the US to try and sort of stimulate things globally. So today we've got a Euro summit. Retail sales come out actually better than expected on the retail sales side of things. It's a month-on-month figure. So we had bounced in the previous month. We're expecting a bit of negative retail sales numbers coming through and it coming like extremely flat. So the only thing today really is the Euro Summit and the Fed Chair Jerome Powell is giving opening remarks. So not likely to be too difficult for these financial markets. Okay, so what we want to spend a bit more time on is the is looking at the daily time frames across these markets, and you can see the very significant and massive swings in markets like the euro dollar. Our bias is very much to the downside, and we've seen that little breakthrough. So we'll start with the US indices just to see where we're at with these markets. And you see, when we look at this trade, you know, this price action is getting a little bit silly. And what we mean by that is there's no sellers in this market whatsoever. And you're just getting sort of this continuous pile-on behavior. And that makes this a very, very difficult trade. In fact, as you're probably aware, we would be comfortably looking for a bit of a corrective move up at these elevated highs. So this is our new, even yesterday, we were able to achieve brand new significant highs. So a rollover below yesterday's low would constitute perhaps yet another opportunity to potentially take a sell trade. Now, that same narrative applies across the NASDAQ, and we've taken an opportunity with this trade on a few times, and the momentum is so bullish. We know we're going to get a corrective move at some point. We would like to try to be in it, and perhaps a break below yesterday's low is another opportunity to do that. So that would certainly be what we'd be looking for. Let's just have a look at the DAX. The DAX is up at all-time highs. Sorry, the Dow Jones, should I say, is up at all-time highs. A three-day rally. Certainly not as clear-cut. So we're going to put this together shortly. We don't really have any opportunity to start selling the German. And really, it's going to be a bit of a timing issue. Dow Jones. So from a daily candlestick perspective, there's a potential for a sell trade in the S&P. There's the potential for a sell trade in the NASDAQ below the 18,277. Let's just make note of these. And these are all sort of rollovers below daily lows, which would be significant. 18,277. Let's have a look at the S&P 500. This would be kind of a decent technical rollover, but you're only expecting really perhaps down to these lower levels before you'd find some support coming back in again. So the 52.32. Now we have markets like Apple, you know, taking a bit of a hit. We had a bit of a sort of a bounce yesterday in markets like NVIDIA. Some of the Magnificent Seven, some are performing not that well. Others are performing much, much better. So sticking with this. Jacob, good morning to you. GM. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Is it? Okay. Yeah, the US 30. So the Dow Jones, we've been on this three-day rally, and we're just sitting up at these highs. So it's in a slightly different technical kind of setup, really, to the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. So you can see the potential for this rollover. In these two markets, perhaps not so much in the Dow Jones. It's just really sitting up at these higher levels. We'd need to see some sort of break of some sort of support and resistance level. Okay, what I want to have a look at is the dollar. Strong rejection yesterday of, and actually we have this, unfortunately, we have this risk on and risk off market dynamic. So what do we mean? We mean equity markets are pushing higher, but we're seeing the dollar look to strengthen. And strong strength yesterday in the dollar pretty much across the board. And these are all likely to give us some interesting opportunities. Even dollar yen is up at these significant highs. Looks like we could get a little bit of selling, but question is how much confidence would we have in the yen? Some further upticks in inflation for the Japanese economy. Surprising rally from Tuesday. We're pulling back a little bit, running into strong support as we speak. And we've got a bit of weakness as well in the euro and the pound. So a bit of yen strength. And we were able to get into the dollar Swiss. We were looking at the dollar really quite significantly, and there's a couple of sort of interesting opportunities. The euro dollar sell trade below the 108.34 would be worth looking at, and that's to the downside. So that's a double structural failure trade now, breaking back below monthly highs. And we've got this differential between the Fed and the Eurozone. It looks like the Eurozone will need to drop a lot further than perhaps the Fed, which creates that interest rate differential, which would be positive for the dollar versus the euro. So that's feeding into that particular narrative. So below the 08.34, we'll have a look at that in a lot of detail. So let's see where the best opportunity is. Yesterday, we started to break below. It's really difficult to see because the volatility in this trade is really quite choppy. We've just pulled back into strong resistance levels. So perhaps we can, as we close out the day, we can just perhaps step back from the pound dollar. These are up at all-time highs. Sorry, not all-time highs, but recent highs in the dollar yen. So the 151.94. Looks like we're getting a bit of selling. Not a great technical setup, so perhaps we'll move past that. So yesterday we started to see this market actually break out of this strong resistance level just due to the Swiss National Bank, which we didn't discuss, actually lowering rates. So we've got most central banks looking at lower rates. We've seen the S&P actually make a move. And we've actually got this, the BOJ actually raising rates. So a bit of a shift from a, not just interest rate perspective, but also the projection for further interest rate cuts pretty much this summer is pretty much what's planned in. So further upside really for the dollar Swiss. So there's a bit of room there for this market to continue to make some progress. Let's see if there's any slightly better opportunities. A lot of consolidation here in the dollar CAD. We kind of need these prices to be breaking above. So, and this is the thing, we kind of want relatively clear-cut opportunities. And this type of price action is kind of not great. We've had a strong rejection to the upside. Our bias has always been for the dollar to strengthen. We've just been, like, there's been some horrible price action in the last 2 days, just chopping everybody up. We were in this a couple of days ago as well, to the downside. Still expect further progress lower. You see, the setup is just a little bit on the messy side. So overnight, a break below the 60.37 would be worth looking at. What I'm going to do is just take Wednesday's low, where we bounced off this, we then rallied really aggressively. And this is a very significant turnaround. 60 level to the 6105. So you're talking about 100 pip swing to the upside and then more than 110 pip swing back to the downside. So so we'll have a look at the New Zealand below the 6014. Well, it's actually below the 6100 New Zealand dollar. And that's probably the best opportunity. The euro dollar and... yeah, see, a lot of these dollar trades are still in some form of consolidation. So the euro dollar and the New Zealand dollar, I'm making progress. So if we get a pullback in these trades, we could look at a couple of opportunities there. The yen pulling back into... you see, there's no fundamental drivers kind of supporting this yen trade, it seems. So our bias is still to the upside for crude oil above $80. We're still wanting to stay in that trade. And strong rejection yesterday. You see, again, some of these trades are really poor quality because we're just pulling back into strong support. And the problem with that is it's support, because you're likely to get a little bit of buying coming in around these kind of lower levels. So not a great opportunity at all. So what that leaves us with is a bit of an overview, a bit of a an opportunity to get in to a little bit of a risk-off trade if the opportunity presents itself. Now, we've been talking about this trade for quite some time, and the momentum is still pretty impressive. It's just when you have these prices narrowing like we're seeing in the equity markets, you get a lot of dumb money coming in at the very, very top expecting further upside. So you're buying the all-time highs expecting further highs. Now, that in our experience doesn't last that long. We've been surprised about how long it's lasted. Since October, we've had very, very shallow little pullbacks. We've not had anything of any significance. There will be a pullback at some point, and we will want to try to be on it. Because you really want to test those sellers that are selling up at those high, that are buying at those high levels. You want to try and test them. If there's a bit of weakness coming in, you know, will they start exiting their positions, and you could get a really, really powerful move very, very quickly. And the beauty about trades like that is you get to keep your stop loss relatively small. So we tried a trade yesterday. You know, it didn't work. We started to see some further momentum to the upside, but that began to fail. So that even that momentum move yesterday was a bit of a false break higher. So once that starts to unravel, there's probably some really decent sell trades, believe it or not, to try and capitalize on. It's just going to be a timing issue. So we want to make it clear that this is a potential risk off market condition. That's what we're looking for. So we can be a little bit more descriptive. So specifically looking at the S&P 500, looking for that sell trade, sell below yesterday's daily low, which is the 52.32. We're also looking at the NASDAQ to see if that sells off below yesterday's low again at the 18,277. That would be a trade worth looking at. And then we've got the euro dollar looking to sell below, following sort of yesterday's really, really strong momentum. We're looking for further downside below the 108.34. Brilliant. And then looking at New Zealand dollar. Again, looking to sell. So these are what we've identified as decent high probability trades. So New Zealand dollar looking to sell below. It's actually the $60.00 level. So New Zealand dollar. So this is our trade plan, right? We expected volatility, which is probably why we were a little bit passive this week, I guess. We took a couple of small opportunities, nothing of any major consequence. Now we're through that sort of three-day central bank blitz, really. We can now sort of settle down and kind of look for decent opportunities again, with nothing of any major concern to concern ourselves with today, and really seem to follow, see if we can follow that momentum from yesterday's dollar strength trade. So on that note, guys, I'll post this into the chat box. Hopefully we'll have a really good, strong focus on these particular trades and see if we can sort of get back into kind of a good rhythm again after, you know, a really challenging number of weeks. Okay, so on that note, thanks very much for joining us. The narrative we've seen over the last few days is this dovish Fed, you know, rate pivot narrative with lower inflation. That doesn't seem to be the overall backdrop. So we've got risk on, yes, but we also have a really strong dollar in here now. We've had a bit of softening in the bond yields, and we're waiting for commodities to kind of make a move. We've got gold rallying to all-time highs and then just rolling over off its highs. So on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We'll wrap it up there if that's okay. We're going to switch rooms to our live trade room. If you want to join us for that, feel free to do so. So look, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. And they start from just $59 per calendar month. So for more information, just go to thelivetrading.com and feel free to connect with us there. Great stuff. On that note, thanks so much, guys. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.